This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Mr. Simmons, are you online?
I'm here, sir.
During Tuesday's Bethel City Council meeting, Mayor Perry Barr, a former Alaska State Trooper, swore in Bethel's new police chief, who is in town but still in self-quarantine.
On my honor, I, Chief Richard Simmons, will never betray my integrity.
Richard Simmons comes to Bethel after serving the Fort Worth Police Department in Texas for 25 years. There, he was a lieutenant and commander of the Forensics and Economic Crime Section. Quarantining in Bethel until Friday, he attended the meeting remotely via Zoom. The coronavirus pandemic dominated much of the Bethel City Council meeting on Tuesday. The council passed a budget for the $8.4 million of federal CARES Act funds received by the city. The budget includes $2 million for grants to Bethel businesses and nonprofits, $200,000 for personal protective equipment for city staff and the community, and $350,000 to house travelers who fly into Bethel and need to quarantine. That appropriation can be used by school districts to temporarily house teachers in Bethel. Doug Boyer, director of operations at the Lower Kuskokwim School District, said many villages are requiring teachers who fly into the region to quarantine for 2 weeks in Bethel before continuing on to their communities. The city will soon begin advertising temporary paid positions to manage the city's coronavirus response. In more council news, Bethel residents who have unpaid water and sewer bills might have to pay up soon. The city's emergency ordinance for the coronavirus pandemic has waived collection of these bills since March, resulting in over $500,000 in unpaid money. Unless the city council renews it, the emergency ordinance expires on July 25th. If not renewed, bills will then be sent to collection and service could be turned off. City Council member Alyssa Leary works in public health and wants the council to take action before the deadline to avoid water shutoff during the current health crisis.
What did we all learn? How to wash our hands a few months ago, right? 20 seconds, sing happy birthday. And then now we're going to shut off the water and send them to collections? I think that is one of the number one things we should be looking at and how we can spend some CARES money.
The role of the city in controlling the pandemic also came up when the president and CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, Dan Winkleman, called in to ask the city council to pass a travel ordinance to slow the spread of COVID-19.
No one else is going to do it, so we must use the tools that are available to protect our community and our region.
Winkleman says the health corporation's lawyers believe that under the state's current health mandates and Alaska law, the city does have the power to require travelers to either present proof of receiving a negative test within a certain time frame before traveling, or get tested at the Bethel Airport, or to quarantine upon arrival for a certain period of time.
The key is that an emergency exists, which it does. Our solution is reasonable, which it will be, and that we are not impeding Alaskans and others from traveling, which we aren't.
Winkleman offered to share a draft ordinance with the city. Democratic Alaska House Representative from Bethel, Tiffany Zolkuski, also called in. She supported Winkleman's proposal and encouraged the city to take additional measures to slow the spread of COVID-19 by requiring masks in public when physical distancing cannot be maintained and by setting limits on how many people can be inside businesses where people congregate.
The unfortunate thing about this global pandemic is that we can never know when somebody who is infected will have a very serious reaction to a very serious illness to the virus, or could lead to, life-threatening circumstances.
In more council news, Bethel is officially on its way to a new location for the homeless shelter. The city council has voted to support exploring the sale of the old senior center building to the Winter House. Winter House provides overnight shelter for people who need it, but it closed in May when the Evangelical Covenant Church could no longer maintain the service, raising concerns for the health of Bethel's homeless during the COVID-19 pandemic. The old senior center in Bethel's housing subdivision has sat unused for years. And Winter House Board President John Cochran called the deal a win-win for the city.
The city would get permanent sustainable housing for these individuals. We would have a permanent shelter solution. And we would get the cost of maintaining this building off the city's books.
The city council also voted Tuesday to extend the deadline for a city cleanup effort. For the next 60 days, city manager Vinny Carraza says residents can apply online for the city to remove two junk vehicles from their yards for free.
And we would come and take it to the dump and take care of all the fluids, and they don't have to worry about that.
Vehicle removal applications must be submitted by September 17th. Also on Tuesday night, members of the Bethel City Council took time to give recognition to people whose work over the years made a positive difference in the community and the region. Mayor Perry Barr offered his condolences to the family of Dave Berlin and Berlin's granddaughter. Both died in a boating accident on the Johnson River this week. Mayor Barr says Dave Berlin was from Nunapichuk and served a long career in law enforcement, first as a public safety officer, then as a Bethel police officer, and as a state court services officer.
What a tragedy. A very young man that was about to retire. And what great service he provided to this Delta. You know, a very quiet, unassuming, humble person.
Mayor Barr called Dave Berlin, quote, a role model in law enforcement for the Native community. Water is low and grass high on the Johnson River, where the accident occurred when two boats collided around a blind turn. Council member Mark Springer suggested boat drivers make themselves more visible by flying flags made from an orange streamer and a willow branch and to drive cautiously. The city council also passed a proclamation recognizing Dave Trantham Jr. for his service to the city. Trantham served on the council for over a decade, as well as on city committees and commissions. He's an active community volunteer who continues to attend city council meetings as a vocal constituent. Dave Trantham has always been active in veteran affairs. He's a World War II veteran and was instrumental in creating the Alaska Territorial Guard Park in Bethel. Councilmember Cece Franco thanked Trantham for his mentorship from serving together on the City Finance Committee.
Without his support, I would not be here on City Council. So thank you so much, Dave. You do a lot for this community. You keep us City Council members and everyone else in line. So thank you so much.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News UkTune coming up.